As tributes to the late John McCain pour in, we reached out to a state resident who, in 2000, was the Connecticut director for the late senator's presidential campaign. McCain won Connecticut, but lost the Republican nomination to eventual President George W. Bush. I spoke with Ben Duvall about his memories of John McCain.
Good morning.
Can you talk about the first time you heard the name John McCain?
Sure. I was 7 years old, and my father, who was career Navy, told me that he had been taken prisoner in Vietnam, and my dad had met John McCain's dad. They didn't sail together, but he knew John McCain's dad, respected him a great deal, and when he heard of Senator McCain now, of course, being shot down, he educated me a little bit on the Vietnam War, and I paid attention. And then all through my childhood growing up, I was always, you know, waiting for the senator to be released. And I remember when he was released, watching it on TV, and then followed his career, and then always hoped I could maybe meet him someday.
And you ended up working with McCain as state director for his 2000 presidential campaign. I wonder if we could just talk a little bit about that experience, and particularly about the Republican convention in Philadelphia that year. My understanding is that you were a pledged McCain delegate and wanted to stick with him even after you sort of got the nod that was okay to switch. Can you talk about that?
Yeah, that was quite interesting. I mean, my first time meeting him, actually, he came up to campaign for a candidate in 1998, congressional campaign I was running, and then that led to volunteering to work and be a state director on the 2000 campaign. At the convention, what was interesting was there were six delegations that had supported McCain in the primaries. We were given direct orders to not, when McCain came to speak, do any kind of protest. In other words, could clap and all, but we weren't allowed to bring in signs or paraphernalia, but we actually smuggled in signs, and it was particularly the Rhode Island and Connecticut delegations made quite a noise when the senator came on stage.
What did working on his campaign teach you?
Well, I mean, unfortunately, I haven't really seen it much since. That 2000 campaign was really a remarkable event. For me, I'm not much for adulation of, you know, stars or political figures or what have you. But obviously, I'd had the connection with him since childhood, but I was still skeptical. I've been involved in politics a long time, and I understood that already. But when I was in New Hampshire campaigning for him, the directness in which he told factory workers that their factory was not coming back, but that they needed to do other things, and that he was going to help them, and he wasn't going to forget about them. But he said he's not going to lie to them and tell them that their factory is going to come back. The world economy was such that it's just not going to happen. His directness to people who were pro-choice, and he was pro-life, where he didn't vacillate on the issue, but was so respectful and kind and direct. And it was just a wonderful event. Everywhere we went, when we first started in New Hampshire, you know, we'd have a handful of people, and within 2 or 3 months, it was craziness. So it really taught me that the American people, I think everywhere, but particularly Americans, they will support somebody they don't totally agree with. They'll support people who can relate to them. And John McCain never big-timed anybody. And that's the key thing. He always treated every single person he met with the same degree of respect. It could be a king or a president or a taxi cab driver. And I think that's something that I really took to heart.
And I think we're seeing some of that respect coming back now as the tributes pour in for John McCain. The range of descriptors about him encompass everything from icon and hero to scrappy and unpredictable. I wonder if we could talk a little bit about McCain as a politician and about his flaws as a politician. He shared some of those mistakes in his most recent book. I wonder if, considering those things, how you think he should be remembered.
Well, I think he should be remembered as really as a great American. He would scoff at icon or hero. He didn't care for those kind of titles. He did care about his responsibility and his role as being an American. So that's really what he would want people to think of him as, a proud American who tried to contribute and do so honorably. On the political side, he was very adroit. He worked with Senator Kennedy across aisles on any number of issues, from education to health care. And he also, unlike many politicians today, admitted when he was wrong. For instance, he originally had supported the Confederate flag in South Carolina, and then afterwards stood up and said, I was wrong on that issue. And he did that a number of times. But it didn't detract from his, veracity on issues of the day. And I think it's a lesson learned. And, you know, he was not, this pejorative term people use called rhino. He was not a Republican name only. You go down and look at his voting record, he's as conservative as one comes. But you can be, loyal to your issues and loyal to yourself, but do so in a way that's respectful and in a way that can possibly bring more people on your side. I remember him talking about this because he said, the people that support you. Your job is to convince those in the middle, because those that are opposed to you probably aren't going to change. So if all you're going to do is tell people they're wrong, you're not going to build your base.
Ben Duvall, thanks for sharing some of your memories of the late Senator John McCain with us this morning.
Thank you very much.
Ben Duvall was the Connecticut director for Senator John McCain's 2000 presidential campaign.